Good afternoon. Low pressure continues to intensify rapidly near Virginia Beach and will hug the coast as it tracks north to a position near Atlantic City by this evening. Snow began early this morning across southern sections of New York and New England and has been moving north ever since, and by the end of the day will encompass all of interior New York and New England. The snow will also pick up in intensity, especially across the Catskills, the Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills. By the end of the day, locations south of I-90 will have between 3 and 5 inches of snow, with perhaps more in the Catskills, lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected by the same time north of I-90, with just a dusting closer to the Canadian border of up to about 2 inches. With milder air and the mid-levels of the atmosphere being transported in, snow may mix with or change over to sleet for a time in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. High temperatures today will be near 30 degrees. Overnight, as the storm continues to deepen rapidly, it will move over the eastern tip of Long Island and into Cape Cod Bay by tomorrow morning. Snow will fall heavily over interior New York and New England during this time, and any locations that transition to sleet will go back over to snow. The wind will also increase and gust over 20 miles per hour at times, causing blowing and drifting snow. Some intense, small-scale banding of the snow is possible overnight as well, and this could allow snowfall rates to reach 2 to 3 inches per hour in localized areas. Overnight lows will be in the 20s. Tomorrow morning, the storm will continue its track to the northeast through the Gulf of Maine and into the Canadian Maritimes. Snow will taper off in the morning hours from south to north, and the wind will shift to the northwest and increase to assist in the drying trend. In fact, many locations will see a return to sunshine during the day tomorrow, and high temperatures will be in the middle 30s on average. Storm total accumulations will range from 12 to 18 inches across most of the Catskills, Taconics, Berkshires, and Green Mountains to 8 to 12 inches in the I-88 corridor through the Greater Capital District and into the southern Champlain Valley. Westbound toward the southern tier of New York and the western Mohawk Valley, 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely. 4 to 8 inches of snow can also be expected across most of the central and northern Adirondacks into the northern Champlain Valley. There will also be highly variable snowfall amounts in the southernmost Berkshires, the Litchfield Hills, eastward into southern New England, where a snow-sleet mix could limit accumulations for a time. Still, in these areas, 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely, with amounts as high as 12 inches where there is minimal sleet intrusion. Another disturbance will track down the Ohio Valley and jump to the mid-Atlantic coast on Saturday. This system will race to the northeast by Saturday night, but not before dropping another quick inch or two of snow on the region. Highs on Saturday near 30. High pressure will build in for Sunday and Monday, keeping it dry with a fair amount of sunshine and highs in the 20s. Another system will head our way for Monday night and Tuesday. This one could bring a mixed variety of precipitation our way with highs back into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, while most of the significant icing is winding down in the deep south, there's still some freezing rain and drizzle left over. As temperatures cool further, any remaining precipitation will fall in the form of light snow in Georgia and South Carolina. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings have been issued for virtually all of the mid-Atlantic states to the northeast, from the Appalachian Mountains to the coast, as the aforementioned winter storm intensifies. While the lowlands will generally pick up 2 to as much as 6 inches of snow today and tonight in places such as Washington, D.C., across the higher terrain to the west, 10 to as much as 14 inches of snow is likely. Further to the north, Baltimore is expected to see 4 to 8 inches of snow and sleet, while Philadelphia can expect rain and snow totaling 3 to 6 inches. Again, in the higher terrain to the west and the Poconos, for example, 6 to 12 inches of snow possible. The heaviest snow is expected through northern and eastern New England, where 1 to 2 feet of snow could fall across the higher terrain. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City snow, sleet, and rain 3 to 6 inches with highs in the lower 30s. Boston snow, sleet, and rain 3 to 6 inches in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today 34 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 58 set in 1900, and the record low 18 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:24 p.m. 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow continuing to move in from the south, mainly on the light side through the daylight hours, with a dusting up to a couple of inches near the Canadian border by dark, with as much as 2 to 4 inches closer to Glens Falls, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Snow, heavy at times tonight, windy as well, 4 to 8 inches by morning near the Canadian border, the rest of the area between 8 and 12 inches of snow, lows in the lower 20s, though teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow possibly mixing with sleet during the course of the afternoon, becoming breezy with 3 to 6 inches of snow in most places by dark, highs in the lower 30s. Snow and sleet this evening, changing back to all snow and falling heavily at times overnight, windy, with storm totals of about 8 to 12 inches in most places, though down to 4 to 8 inches where we see sleet mixing in. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow continuing through the afternoon, becoming breezy with 2 to 4 inches by dark, though as much as 3 to 6 inches in the Catskills. High temperatures in the mid to upper 20s. More snow tonight, heavy at times, breezy, with storm totals of 4 to 8 inches out in the Mohawk Valley, up to 8 to 12 inches as we head closer to the Greater Capital District than as much as 18 inches in parts of the Catskills. Temperatures dropping back into the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, snow possibly mixing with some sleet during the course of the afternoon, becoming breezy with 3 to 6 inches of snow by dark, high temperatures in the lower 30s. Snow and some sleet this evening, changing back to all snow and falling heavily at times overnight tonight, windy with storm total accumulations by morning 12 to 18 inches, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Light snow will continue through the afternoon, becoming breezy with 2 to 4 inches of snow by dark, temperatures in the upper 20s to around 30. More snow tonight, heavy at times, becoming windy, storm totals of 8 to 12 inches across most areas by morning, with up to 18 inches across the hills and mountains. Windy with lows tonight in the middle 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any snow in the morning will wind down early, then increasing sunshine, continued windy in the mid-30s, mostly cloudy with a shot of light snow Saturday, breezy around 30, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Sunday, back into the mid-20s, mid-20s on Monday with increasing clouds, another chance of snow or mixed precipitation Tuesday, back into the lower to mid-30s, and upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.